what it means to be an American. America is freedom, and freedom is special and rare.
We, the people of this great nation.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
We, the people of this great nation.
Of this great nation.
Good morning, my fellow Americans and patriots all across this great nation and all across the globe. I hope everyone is having a wonderful morning, afternoon, or wherever you are, whatever time it is. I hope you're just having a wonderful day. Americans are winning right now. We are winning because the Democrats keep fucking up. And the more they fuck up, the better it is for us. And they continuously keep proving. I mean, right now, most Americans believe crime. Crime is up. And you know what that means. When crime is up, it means voters are starting to worry about stuff. So, again, these are times where we should all be extremely grateful. And the reason I tell you this is because consistently, we are always seeing the exact same thing from the left. They continue to try to lie. They continue to try to cheat. They continue to try to take everything that the right is the opposite of, and they try to make us look like something we're not. They're the ones that speak about race. They're the ones that speak about division. They're the ones that are against guns. Apparently, they believe guns walk themselves to places and shoot, that it's not people. They're just out of touch with America, completely out of touch. And look, we're having issues. If you guys haven't noticed, Russia is attacking us left and right through cyber attacks. And you know what? Russia knows we're weak. Putin knows we're weak. An ex-military intel officer blasted Biden's response to the alleged Putin-backed cyber attacks on U.S. interests. It's sad, but you know what? We are seeing people waking up, people from BLM waking up, realizing that BLM is a joke. It's not about black Americans. It's not about anything else but filling up their pocketbooks. So again, America's falling apart only because of one single reason. Trump is not in office, which is why I will continue to push and push and push and push for every American out there to vote in 2022 and get these fucking liberals the hell out of Congress. People are not even qualified to be there. They're not even qualified. The majority of these people don't even know what the Constitution stands for. They create their own version of the Constitution, which is not correct. Okay, we need to fight back and we need to fight with our voices. We don't need to get violent. Everyone knows when the time comes, if something was to happen where it would be something uncontrollable, everybody knows what they have to do. Most Americans know what they have to do, but I don't think this country's ever headed in that direction. We have very strong Republicans that are fighting for our freedoms right now. We do. We have patriots, we have Americans, and we have, very importantly, we have a lot of African Americans that are realizing that this whole critical race theory is bullshit. They're realizing it. And this is what's awesome. They're fighting back and they're voicing out their opinions, because most African Americans are not racist. Most white people are not racist. This country is not divided. This country is divided because the government has made it get divided. Plain and simple. The Democrats found their way to get votes and to cause chaos. And Americans are waking up from all races. They're all waking up. The other day I saw the most beautiful video I have ever seen in my entire life. It was a violent video, but beautiful at the same time. There was an elder Asian man that was being attacked by three women. Three women were trying to rob him. And out of nowhere, an African-American man, which we shouldn't even be calling him an American, but so you guys know why I found it to be so beautiful, came to his rescue and defended the elder men. And that is what America's about. America's about not allowing people to bully others, freedom of expression, freedom of speech, being able to live your life the way you want to live it without anyone telling you how to do it. But apparently the left just doesn't get it. The left just doesn't get it. But check out this guy's point of view. Again, Benny Johnson, you guys have to follow him if you haven't had a chance. This guy's amazing. I love Benny Johnson. Check out this video about, this is probably the best video opposing critical race theory. It's pretty good.
Guys, good morning. I think it's so important that you stop scrolling right now and stop for just a second and watch this next clip. The clip I'm about to show you is the father of the year. A brave man who is fighting against the forces of the left, who are reanimating the rotted old corpse of racism and attempting to push that on our children. It's going to take parents standing up, and a man did it, and it's amazing to watch. Check this out.
Daddy teaches you can be anything in this world that you want to be, right? Don't Daddy teach you that?
Yeah, and it doesn't matter if you're black or white or any color.
Doesn't matter if you're black, white, brown, yellow, right?
Black.
And how we treat people is based on who they are and not what color they are.
And if they're nice and smart.
See, this is how children think right here. Critical race theory wants to end that. Not with my children. It's not gonna happen. My baby's gonna know that no matter what she wants to be in life, all she has to do is work hard and she can become that.
Work hard. Even though you don't know anyone, you can make friends.
Yeah, you can make friends, no matter what color they are. So we need to stop CRT, period, point blank. Children do not see skin color, man. They love everybody. If they're good people, they love them.
We pray for people that are hurt.
That was by far the most beautiful, beautiful video that I have ever seen. And that is exactly how children are. My son, we don't talk about race in the house. We do not. I refuse to talk about race in my house. You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because the moment you start talking about that in your household, your children's mindset starts changing. Remember, children are molding. Their minds are not fully developed. And they will learn to love whatever race, because they don't know the difference between race. They just look at a child and they look at another child. That's it. They're not looking at skin color. They're not looking at anything else. Okay? They're not looking at anything else. And I mean, it's so simple, yet the left doesn't get it. Either the left is the most racist group of individuals that exist on this planet, and they're just trying to hide all this. Or I'm telling you, there's something mentally wrong with these people. They are trying to single-handedly divide this country, make people hate each other as if we're still back in the civil rights movement. Times are changing. People love each other. I love every African American out there. Of course, I'm not going to love anybody who comes at me, white, black, whatever color they are, that wants to violently hurt me. But I'm not going to base it because of their skin color. I could get hurt by a white guy. I could get hurt by a Hispanic guy. Shit, I've been screwed over by more people that are Cuban like me than I have been by anybody else in this world. And you know what? I don't hate Cubans. I just know that those people that hurt me were the bad ones. And that is the way you should be determining how you treat people. It's the way that they treat yourself. They treat you. But apparently the left just doesn't fucking get it. They just don't get it. And that's why they are losing everything in this country. That's why the left is losing on off battlegrounds. We got war in the Middle East. We got the border crisis. We got lack of respect for the military. I mean, we've got oil pipelines being canceled and sanctions removed from Russia so Russia can become richer. I mean, everything that they claim Donald Trump was, that he was an ally of Putin, that he was a friend of Putin, yet Donald Trump put more sanctions on Putin than any other president. Than any other president. He had a Middle Eastern peace deal going on. Iran wasn't giving Hamas weapons because they were scared that Trump, they knew Trump had Israel's back. But again, these are the times we're living in, and this is why the 2021 TRN tour is so important to me. So, so important. Now, I'm going to hit you with some conspiracy theories, something I do not normally do, but I had to because this video intrigued me so much. And it's something that's, it's about time travel. I've always been a very big fan of time travel. I'm not part of QAnon. I don't believe in any of the QAnon stuff. But some of this stuff is really weird. Some of this stuff is really weird. And I thought it was interesting to put on the show. I think you guys would really be entertained with this. So I figured, you know what? Why not talk a little bit about some crazy stuff? So let's hit up somebody who was, they had a whole show based on time travel. It's only a 5-minute clip, but it's very, very interesting. And I want you guys to take a listen.
If something happens one time, anomaly. Happens two times, it's like, oh, okay, maybe. But whenever there's a trend of 18 plus, 20 plus things being predicted, you got to go like, hey, Gronick, the gig's up. We know. You're a time traveler.
Just tell us.
Bro, I just want to talk to you. I got so many questions. Siegfried and Roy tiger attack. Do you remember that?
Of course.
Do you remember back in the day how tight Siegfried and Roy were with their tigers? It was like every main story was like, oh, these tigers are the best behaved animals on earth, blah, blah, blah. Simpsons in 1993 said the tiger is going to turn. This little friendly tiger is going to become an enemy of Siegfried and Roy quickly, and it's going to happen. 2003, it actually happened. Autocorrect errors, 1994. Before you could even play Snake on the gray little box phone, they predicted that autocorrect will happen on your phone. Are you kidding me? Didn't happen until 2007. FaceTime, 1995. Not even a thought. I don't even know if anybody knew what the fuck the internet was.
Oh, that little mark with the A and then the ring around it?
At.
See, that's what I said.
Mm-hmm. No, what
is internet anyway?
In 1995, they said, don't worry, you'll be carrying around a device where you will be face to face with somebody on the opposite side of Earth. 1995, they said that. 2010, it happened. Faulty voter machines. 2008, they predicted it. 2012, it became the forefront of conversation in a big, big way. I assume these voter machines have been up in question for a long, long time, but they just knew that it was going to come to fruition in 2012.
No, I want to vote for Obama.
Two votes for McCain.
Come on, it's time for a change.
Three votes for McCain.
The God particle. Now, this is the big one. Ty Schmidt did research. He said the God particle is the absolute reason why he is 1,000% a time traveler. Homer Simpson got up there like fucking Matt Damon in that movie where they have that
Good Will Hunting
and draws up this equation for what the God particle is, which what is the God particle?
Yeah, it's basically this equation that essentially like explains how the universe was created.
And they did that in 1998, and the exact equation happens in 2012.
That's unheard of.
14 years ahead of time, they got Homer Simpson up there looking like that goddamn janitor from Harvard, solving equations up on a chalkboard, and 14 years later, it's like, yeah, that's actually how the universe was founded. It's like, wait a fucking minute, little comedy writer with a goddamn yellow cartoon, bro? That's insane. The NSA spying scandal. Everybody knew that the Patriot Act was, like, in existence, but nobody had a clue that NSA literally knows everything about you. Every dick you've sent has been seen by some government agency, but it wasn't always like that. We didn't know that everything was getting spied on, Sean. Nobody knew that.
I didn't know.
They predicted that in 2007, 2013 it happened.
No, Lisa, it's not like the government is listening to everybody's conversation.
Smartwatches. 1995, they said it would happen. 2014, they came to fruition. America's Ebola outbreak. 1997, they said it. 2014. Do you remember when Ebola hit? It was like, it was literally
hospitals like shutting down.
Oh, they had people wearing like hazmat suits, carrying people around because they were scared Ebola was possible. In the modern world, this was happening. Years and years and years and years ago, Matt Gronick said this is going to happen. The FIFA corruption scandal, 2014, they called it 2015. It came all crashing down. Everybody knew they were getting their pockets greased, making decisions, sending a World Cup to a goddamn desert. Matt Gronick said it's going to happen. It happened. Greece's debt default, 2012, they called it 2015. It happened. So many countries out there, by the way. They picked Greece, the exact country to happen. Trump's presidency, 2000, they called it, 2016, it came to fruition. The Simpsons called this President Trump out there, and everybody probably looked at, oh, those Simpsons guys are so funny. Bang, 16 years later, it is about to happen. It goes down. Lady Gaga Super Bowl halftime show, 2012, they called it 2017. I mean, I think we all knew that she was born this way. She would probably get the halftime show at some point, but to the details that they had, these are not coincidences. Coincidence-I. I don't know how you pronounce it.
How the fuck do they know this stuff?
He's a time.
Gotta be time travel.
Matt Groening is a time travel. I have so many fucking questions. Disney's takeover of Fox, 1998. They said it 2017. It happens. The Shard in London, which is a building behind Big Ben, I guess. Is that right?
Apparently, that's what Google search said.
1995, 2009, it comes to fruition. Robot librarians, 95, they called it. 2016, it happens. The censorship of Michelangelo's David, 1990, 2016, it happened. Three-eyed fish from the fucking nuclear waste place.
In Japan.
Three-eyed fish comes to fruition in 2001. Matt Groening did it in 1990. 9/11. 9/11, they called that happening. If you do recall, planes going into buildings, they said it in 1997, 2001, it happens. The Syrian uprising, everything that's going on in the Middle East has all been talked about on The Simpsons. And then he created another show called Futurama. And that is huge. He created another show like, yeah, listen, here's me rubbing it in the face that that's where I could go if I have to. I have so many questions for Matt Groening. And guess what, Matt Groening? The gig's up. We know. I'm all in on you, Matt. I'm a fan, by the way, aren't we? We're big fans.
I'm a huge fan.
If you want to travel to future me or current me or past me and say what's up, I think we would all be appreciated.
That, my friends, is fucking incredible. I mean, look, I mean, there is coincidences. I mean, at least I presented some sort of proof. At least some sort of proof, like, not like Dr. Q, but at least, I mean, this is really fucking weird. I mean, I saw this and I couldn't believe it. And then I started researching it myself and it's fucking true. I mean, it is 100% accurate on point. I was like, what the fuck? I mean, it's odd. It's odd. But there's, you know, there's a lot of things. There's a lot of things that may be coincidences. But I mean, that's a lot of coincidences. I mean, I should have brought in Q on the show, but Q's still struggling with his mom. For an update for those of you who are worried about Dr. Q, Dr. Q is right now, his mother is being placed in hospice. And it's sad. I spoke to him yesterday. He's doing pretty well though. And he's pushing forward. He's a tough guy. And, I pray for him as much as humanly possible. Now, the time travel thing I thought was interesting. You guys can give me your feedback. You can email me at Jase at therepublicannation.com. I'm just curious on what you guys think about this. Now let's jump back to politics. Let's just I want you guys to listen to how a veteran literally not even just any veteran, a double amputee American war hero teaches Kamala a lesson on her disrespect on Memorial Day. You guys need to listen to this because it was just so well said. And this man fought for our country. This man lost his two legs for our country. I'm not going to listen every single time these people fuck up. I'm going to be all over their asses. Kamala, Biden, his whole administration, the left. I'm going to point out every single bad thing that they have. So maybe by any chance I get a lefty that jumps into this podcast, perhaps they could start seeing the truth about this so-called People's Party, Democratic Party, Left Party, whatever the fuck you want to call them. I want to see if people really think that these people actually care or give a shit about Americans. Okay? And it's very simple. We have freedom in this country because of the men that have fought to preserve that freedom. That's why we have these freedoms. We have freedom in this country because we have law enforcement that protect our freedoms. Those are the military, or those are our, I would like to say, our guardian angels, I guess, here in the U.S. Without law enforcement, there is no freedom. People will be able to do whatever they want to you with no repercussions, with nothing. They want to make them villains. They want to make police officers. They want to make everyone a villain and everyone a victim. That is what the left does. But I want you guys to take a listen to what this war hero had to say. And I love this guy. I hear him all the time on Fox.
chaotic moments after a bomb blast.
Marines run with stretchers to help their fallen comrades.
An explosion went off right behind this building just moments ago. A radio call came in, two Marines are down.
Two men are carried away. A third, less seriously wounded, manages to walk out. They are two bomb disposal experts, known as an EOD team, and a combat engineer. Captain Nathan Opie rushes to the scene and gets the bad news from one of his men.
He said that they got Greer, and they got him pretty bad. And at that point, we, he brought me over there to Greer, and I saw the EOD techs as well, and we just started getting them on stretchers and getting them out of there.
Corporal Daniel Greer of the 4th Combat Engineer Battalion has a serious brain injury, which will later claim his life. Sergeant Johnny Jones, an explosives disposal expert, has lost both his legs. Staff Sergeant Eric Shear, also a bomb expert, suffers serious shrapnel wounds. In the week before the blast, we'd followed these three men closely as their unit occupied Safar Bazaar, which has been heavily mined by the Taliban. As the initial wave enters the town, Sergeant Jones, wearing a helmet camera, sees the first bomb explode.
Hey, is everybody all right?
This is what they do, guys.
The Marines are lucky. No one is hurt. Jones and Shear examine the device that has gone off, and then find two more bombs that are ready to explode. They slowly unearth them. As they prepare to cut the wire to a detonator, they break the tension with a flash of humor.
I love you. Right now, I love you too.
We call this an anti-personnel. Specifically made to hurt someone, if not kill them. Hurt someone and take a few guys out of the fight.
Greer's job as an engineer is to open up safe routes for the other Marines to travel along.
Dig along the wall a little bit and then come out.
Often that means blasting holes in walls to avoid possible booby traps.
After 4 days inside the town, the Marines have already discovered 40 IEDs. Now their work is slow and meticulous. And in areas like this, which are laced with bombs, the Marines walk along these narrow paths, which have been cleared, literally stepping in each other's footprints.
When possible, they use robots and explosives to try to detonate IEDs from a distance. Going in on foot is their last resort.
We'll go down and try to find the wires ourselves and see what's going on.
So you're
going to
walk out there?
Yes, sir.
Be careful.
Yes, sir.
It is on day 7 that Jones, Greer, and Shear are blown up. They're medevaced out. The Marines they leave behind are devastated.
These guys, you work with them, you know them?
Best friends.
How does one react to something like this?
You kind of have to stay static, on it right now. Later it'll take effect. Right now, we've had a relatively rough summer. But you just got to keep grinding, and this will come too when I get back. It'll when you have time to think.
Sergeant Matthew Jackson is another bomb disposal expert who worked closely with the team. He's asked to do the post-blast analysis.
There was just something they didn't see. It's nobody's fault.
Yeah.
It's just that's how it happens.
The Marines will continue to press forwards. That's what they do. They are gaining ground in Helmand, but the human costs are mounting. On the outside, they'll hang tough. On the inside, the hurt is growing. Terry McCarthy, CBS News.
When they used to have real news.
Southern Afghanistan.
This is when they actually really had news. Okay, this is when news agencies actually reported news. This is what they sacrifice day in, day out, and nobody cares. You know why? Because everybody's enjoying the fruits of their labor, the freedom that they give us. And people seem to forget that. People seem to forget that. And it's crazy to me because it's incredible how this government works. If you're on the left and you're a Democrat, you can get away with whatever you want. You can get away with literally whatever you want. If you are a Republican, on the other hand, you will be prosecuted and you will go to prison. No matter what, no matter who you're related to, no matter what the case is, you will go to prison. There is people sitting in solitary confinement right now because of the Capitol insurrection, they call it, but I call it more like a riot, I guess, or somebody. I mean, there was worse done in Portland, but whatever. I guess apparently the Democrats got a little scared, so they want to make commissions and spend taxpayer dollars on stupidity when they should be investigating Antifa and how Antifa is such an organized group that they meet at the same place. They know when to meet. Their bricks randomly show up, but they're not an organized group. Apparently, according to the left, they're not a threat, but they have random bricks left there for them to be able to trash cities. They attack courthouses, federal courthouses. But listen to what the ATF director had to say about prosecuting Hunter Biden. Listen to this, how unfair this is to every other American that is right now serving prison time for the exact same thing, and this man gets away with it because his dad is the president of the United States. No, doesn't work that way. But with the left, it does.
We know for a fact that Hunter Biden lied on his NICS form, his form for background check to get a firearm. We know that he lied and that he committed a federal offense by doing that. So will Joe Biden's own ATF director, who's in charge of gun laws in this country and enforcing them, will Joe Biden's own ATF director say, yeah, Hunter Biden, you're going to stand trial for this. We're going to prosecute you. He was asked that in a Senate confirmation hearing just this week. Listen to the amazing response. Maybe the Bidens should be a bit worried. We'll see.
...at a time, but thank you. Mr. Chipman, you testified to Senator Lee that it's a serious felony to lie on a background check application. I agree. The ATF form 4473 asks, are you an unlawful user of or addicted to any drug or uncontrolled substance? If an applicant checks yes, they cannot purchase a firearm. On March 25th, Politico reported that Hunter Biden, President Biden's son, applied for a handgun that was later thrown in the trash and had to be recovered by Secret Service agents in 2018. Politico reported that Hunter Biden completed this background check and answered no to the question of whether he was an unlawful user of or addicted to any drug. Hunter Biden has since published a book and gone on a nationwide book tour, conducting numerous interviews, stating that he was, in fact, very much addicted to drugs at the same time that he purchased this firearm. This would mean that by his own admission, Hunter Biden lied on that form and, by your earlier testimony, committed a serious felony. Should Hunter Biden be prosecuted for breaking this law?
Senator, thank you for your question. If I'm confirmed as ATF director, it will be my responsibility to enforce all federal laws without political favor. I do not know any factors in this particular case, but I am familiar with the press account of it.
Well, my understanding is the statute of limitation is only 5 years, and that this happened in 2018. Mr. Biden is obligated to keep a record of that form for up to 5 years himself. So this should be a fairly easy case to investigate. Can I get your commitment that if you are confirmed, you will, in fact, look into this matter and refer it for prosecution if you find that Hunter Biden violated the law?
Senator, what I will assure you is that if ATF director, I will ensure that all violations of law are investigated.
There you go.
Referred. I'm not sure that it has not been investigated.
Well, I hope it has. And if the facts are as clear cut as they appear to be, based on
Ring
Mr. Biden's
around
own
the
admission,
Rosie.
I would expect to see criminal charges forthcoming. But I would say that when a case is as high profile as this, if there is not an answer for the American people and public, it severely undermines the confidence in our gun laws, as well as the ATF and the Department of Justice, if there are not criminal consequences.
There you have it, folks. There you have it. He basically played Ring Around the Rosie, which pretty much means no, they're not going to prosecute it. That's pretty much the gist of it, guys. He will not be prosecuted. So that's so sad. Anybody else does this, they go straight to jail. They go straight to jail. Without a doubt, they go straight to jail. Oh, my God. This is so sad. It's appalling to me that they get away with just about anything they want.
But you want me to tell you something? I want you guys to have, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. So I'm going to give you a nice little clip that I think you guys should listen to, because for those of you that love Donald Trump like I do, and I feel like he's the duly elected president, and I believe Joe Biden's an illegitimate president, always will, I want you guys to take a listen to what Kayleigh McEnany, I can never pronounce, says about the real Trump, the real Donald Trump, the one that we never get to see, because unfortunately the media is always putting him as this evildoer. But I want you to get an idea.
We need you back, man. Would love to be back one day. I'll tell you, President Trump, he was amazing to work for. He was so supportive of my family. And that was one of the coolest things. When he first called me after I took the job and he sent, you know, he called me with a congratulatory message, the very first question he said to me was, is baby Blake, is your daughter going to be okay? And you know what? That meant the world to me. I was a new mom. I think at the time she was 5 or 6 months old. I was very nervous to be away from her. And the fact that he said to me, is baby Blake going to be okay? It meant a lot. He's an awesome guy. And I'm so honored, so blessed.
That just shows you the type of person. And there's more stories like this. This isn't the only person he did it for. I mean, Jim Jordan said one time that he called and spoke to a relative of his. Donald Trump does this all the time. Donald Trump does this all the time, and no recognition for it. Instead, fake stories that are created, you know, like the story that was created that he didn't want to visit the memorial. The Atlantic released that story saying that he said the hell or something like that with the soldiers, they're losers because they died or whatever. And then we got what, like 26 people that went on the record saying that that never happened, but they still published a story and it was still printed. And Twitter allowed it to go on, and they bashed our president. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden's story gets concealed, hidden, and it was a factual story. His laptop was really released, and everything on that laptop was real. And this is why I tell you, the hypocrisy of the left will never end. That's why they're going to be their own demise. They're going to destroy themselves. They're destroying the Democratic Party as we speak. They no longer have the respect of the American people. And Democrats themselves are starting to realize that this is a sham. But either way, guys, I wanted to wish everybody out there a beautiful day. Have hope. I believe Donald Trump is going to run for president again. And don't forget 2022. It's key to everything. That's why I am investing my own money. I'm putting in so much work. If you guys want to follow the stuff, like right now, I'll finish this podcast and I go straight to the bus to work on it. Get furniture in there, get everything rolling, get the electronics rolling so you guys can have the best experience. Remember to follow me on Instagram, The Republican Nation, on Facebook, Republican Podcast. I'm going to be streaming through YouTube, which is The Republican Nation as well. Follow me there because I'll be streaming all this live. I'm going to be streaming the entire road trip. I'm going to have cameras set up outside of the bus. It's going to be a four-way camera. It's going to be showing everything that's going on inside the bus. Anybody I interview, people honking, every city I go to, you guys are going to witness it. The chaos, hopefully no chaos, but I expect some resistance. But I'm hoping to have a lot of great conversation with a lot of great people. And, I hope you guys tune in because I think this is going to be great. And this is a big step for me. It's a huge step for me, and I'm very proud. And my father, I want to thank my father because my father has put in so much work into that bus. Because I'm not very handy, but my father is. My and for the record, my father's worked for the federal government. He was in Vietnam, in Cambodia, and my father's helping me out a lot because he believes in what I'm doing. And for all you guys out there that believe in what I'm doing, I'm very grateful, extremely grateful. As I've said, it's probably the tour is going to start July because I am going to be leaving to Wisconsin June 17th or 18th. I'm not sure the exact date, but I will also be streaming that trip. It's going to be fun. I'll be posting up videos. Guys, God bless you. God bless your families and God bless this beautiful country we call America.
It is time for our politicians to summon the bravery and determination of our American ancestors. It is time. It is time to plant our flag and to protect the greatest of this nation for citizens of every race, in every city, and every part of this glorious land. For the sake of our honor, for the sake of our children, for the sake of our union, we must protect and preserve our history, our heritage, and our great heroes is in our hands. And ladies and gentlemen, the best is yet to come. We will make America great again.